Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Happy New Year to you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Merry New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Bob Seska Show.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Feels like we just finished last year's New Year's Eve spectacular. But here we are again from our nation's capital. This is the, third annual Bob Seska Show New Year's Eve spectacular as we ring in the year of our chaos and instability 2023. This year starring Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. We call her Spicy Jody. Rocky Mountain Mike. We call him Rocky Mountain Mike from this show and the Stephanie Miller show, by the way. Kimberly A. Johnson from the Start Me Up podcast, patreon.com/startmeup. And her vagenda of man aside. You and your friends.
Johnson.
You, your friends, yes. And your Johnson. Yeah. David Ferguson,
isn't
we call
him. She lovely.
David Ferguson, we call him T-Rex. His music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. And oh my God, Mary in Ann Arbor sitting right over there. And Steve in Ann Arbor joining us today. Excellent. Welcome, Mary and Steve.
Ann Arbor is represented.
And it's like 20 degrees.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, hon.
And you've got a thousand dogs, too.
This is the Arbor Day special.
And they check in.
It's merely 800.
It's a snow day.
Yeah, and everyone thinks your last, Mary, everyone thinks your last name is in Ann Arbor.
That's correct.
Yeah, I guess.
I think her name is Mary Ann.
Mary Ann.
Mary Ann Arbor.
Arbor. Yeah, that's right.
Her name is And the Rest.
And the Rest.
I am your host and moderator, Bob Seska. Hello.
Yeah. Bob.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Good luck
Bob.
Moderating this crew.
And look, sitting right over there, it's TV's Buzz Burbank.
Yay! Yes.
Oh, my.
You said it all. Hi.
Oh, nice. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Collected for today's show, my favorite jokes that sort of recap the year for us. So strap yourselves in. Here we go. First of all, quiet quitting was all the rage in 2022. Quiet quitting is staying at a job you hate, but you just stop putting in any real effort. I give you an example. Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
In March of this year, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan predicted a recession based on a drop in sales for men's underpants. What? When asked how that compares to the Trump years, he said, "Depends." This year,
see you next year, everybody. Bye.
This year, the NFL finally changed its policy regarding player concussions. Under the new rules, after three concussions, you're not allowed to run for Senate. I saw a report on Fox News that really made me angry, and then I realized I was watching CNN. Trump, pled the Fifth Amendment this year 440 times in August under hours of questioning by New York's Attorney General. No one was more surprised he could hang in that long than Stormy Daniels. Trump was shocked when he heard that the Queen had died this year. He was like, Lindsay?
Buzz Louise Burbank.
They came out with a new cocktail called the Drunk Rudy. Two shots of vodka and just a dribble of black hair dye.
Isn't Drunk Rudy redundant?
It is. Republican officials in Florida banned from schools dozens of textbooks for being too woke. Uh-huh. Republicans believe that when adding double-digit numbers, the one should have to carry itself. Democrats scored an historic Senate victory last month, and it means that Mitch McConnell won't get to be majority leader ever again. McConnell was said to be so depressed he was seen packing his shell.
My favorite joke of the year.
And finally, Republicans say the first thing they'll do after taking over the House majority is read the Constitution. they say it's one of the many suspicious documents found on Hunter Biden's laptop.
All right, kicking off the New Year's Eve spectacular with a brand new song from Rocky Mountain Mike, Marin Ann Arbor, Steve in Ann Arbor.
You better watch out, you better not tweet things about him that are not so sweet. Elon Musk is watching your feed. He's checking your posts morning, noon, and night. Gonna find out if you're logging his flights. Elon Musk is watching your feed. He thinks that you are doxing. He knows that you're too woke. He makes it up as he goes along. He's an inconsistent joke. So you better watch out. It's very paramount. He has a thin skin. He'll suspend your account. Elon Musk is watching your feed.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Steve in Ann Arbor, Mary in Ann Arbor.
Mary in Ann Arbor.
And the professor.
Lewis in Ann Arbor. Just go with that.
You know, I don't know if we're able to share this episode on Twitter because the name Mary in Ann Arbor is kind of doxing Mary.
I don't care.
I'm joking, of
Come
course.
For me. The ironic thing is I'm not really in Ann Arbor. I'm outside of Ann Arbor, but don't tell anybody.
Nah, it's complicated.
It's officially right. An Ann Arbor address.
That song was the result of a fevered eggnog dream.
You have the best dreams.
It's very late.
It's amazing to me that a human being can survive with skin as thin as Elon Musk.
No, it's funny.
I mean, it's like thinner than Ivanka Trump after 7 colonics, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so the best news story of 2022, I'm going to start here because I can. Let's start with the midterms. I think the midterms were immensely important, not just for preserving democracy. I think that is obviously the main headline. I feel less concerned about the judgment of my fellow Americans than I did back in October. And
I was kind of amazed at how smoothly it all went, really.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And it feels like the attitude out there seems a little better, too. I haven't left Michigan since then, but like where we are is pretty Democratic. But
right.
It feels like people feel better. And it isn't just Christmas.
Yeah, how big a story, Mary, was the kidnapping or the attempted kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer? Michigan. Obviously,
it was a big deal. But, you know, here, Ann Arbor is just another one of those little blue dots. You go like a few miles outside of it and it's all red. So you have to be really careful who you talk to. But you also can't avoid like your friend. You're going to have friends out in the red country, you know, and you just don't talk about that stuff with them.
I think the Trump just emboldening. Everybody, I don't think any of these ideas or attitudes were new at all here. Honestly, I mean, we can think about the Michigan militia and those groups going back to the 80s. But now, I think everyone felt a lot more comfortable. And I don't think any of this kind of thing would have happened without Trump, honestly. He just sort of raised all of that rhetoric, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to say about the Gretchen Whitmer thing, to those of us who don't live, I mean, to us, like, I see Gretchen Whitmer is like a superhero to me.
Yeah.
And
me too.
Kidnapping her would be like kidnapping Wonder Woman. Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, you really, have you thought this through, young man?
Right. Have you thought about Gal Gadot and Linda Carter? I'm just saying.
Yeah. We saw it.
Mirror, man, I love her assortments of chocolates every
always.
Those chocolates are amazing.
They're nuts, yeah.
We saw her on the steps of the Lansing Capitol, oh, at least 10 years ago. And she was just a, what was she? She was a, like a representative or
something. Yeah, she was
something.
In Congress.
She was in the Michigan Congress. And she came out and, ooh, she just had that halo around her. Like, she's going to be governor someday. You could feel it.
Yeah,
it was so cool. You know, she's always had that really awesome energy around her.
Yeah.
So unlike Carrie Lake, she comes with her own halo.
Right.
I think something to
can
note.
Of Vaseline.
Something to note about her reelection is that we have a Democratic Congress and a Senate for the first time here in forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And it's largely because because there was a vote put out to try to stop gerrymandering in Michigan, and it worked. And so it really shows that without the gerrymandering and with a bipartisan commission, that there's a lot more. There's a lot better of a chance of there being a Democratic Senate.
What we do in California. We are a nonpartisan panel that redraws districts. That's what you guys did, and I think every state should do that.
Hello from Florida.
Hi. And Georgia.
Yeah. I miss the good Texas and the good Florida.
Yes.
Doesn't this seem like a real basic of democracy?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know what? Keep an eye on Gretchen Whitmer as far as a future VP, future presidential candidate as well. I think that's on the list. In fact, I thought she might make a good running mate for Joe Biden in 2020. So, Jody, what is the, in your estimation, what's the best news story of 2022?
Michigan going blue.
Michigan going blue.
Well, and that Donald is still selling NFTs, so that's also
that's the new best.
So, and Rocky Mountain Mike, best story of 2022.
I had my answer was the midterm results, but actually, in a way, I started to say it might be actually in a way kind of the worst story because of all the bullshit trials and stuff they're going to, you know, the investigations are going to do.
Yeah.
But I thought about that and I thought, you know, this is going to give them a chance to just show how inept and stupid they are.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be on the public stage and, you know, they'll be able to compare and contrast that and with the January 6th hearings. So.
Right.
And like Bob said, the American people voted yes for democracy. That really is the good news that came out of that and probably is the biggest story of the year. I was originally going to say Jack Smith because I'm a little excited about what's to come there. But in the final analysis, I'd have to go with the midterms as well.
Yeah, someone has to choose the January 6th committee. Would that be Kimberly Johnson? Would you choose the January 6th committee?
Well, no, I was going to go with the midterms because democracy is safe. So you ruined it for everyone.
Well, we can.
I'm sorry, Gen Z. I'm going with Gen. I'm changing my answer. Gen Z. Too.
Yeah. You know what? I will say that, like, within the midterm, there's an umbrella, right? All the good things about the midterms and state houses went blue, and then Gen Z showed up. And I hate to say this because I've said this like all year, but I didn't want them to get rid of Roe v. Wade, but I knew getting rid of it, striking it down, was going to make it possible for the Democrats to win. So I'm grateful that at least we woke up and got ourselves to the polls. So I do think that was the best story. And there's lots of good stories within that story.
Yeah, the best good, bad story was Dobbs.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to get to that in just 1 second. David Ferguson, what's the best story of 2022?
Well, I'm from Georgia, so I've got to say Raphael Warnock.
Yes, four-time winner.
You know,
big fucking
really,
deal.
Like, I cannot emphasize enough how much I want the Democrats to lean into him in terms of reclaiming the language of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because that man is a. I mean, I don't know. For me, Christianity hits different from Black people.
Yeah,
it's like they've lived it in a way that you're like white evangelical rich assholes that are like Christian real estate developers don't
it's
get.
It's celebratory.
You know,
exactly
and
right.
So I feel like Warnock is, we got 6 years, and I think that he is a brilliant orator. I think he is a real, like, embodiment of when we talk about, like, what is the root, what is the base of the Democratic Party, it's not Michael Tracy, it's not Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah.
It is people like Raphael Warnock and the millions of Black women and brown women and all kinds of people who get out and knock on doors and canvass and work the polls and, you know, and I just... Like I'm very proud of my state.
Amen.
On that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is in spite of all.
He's no werewolf.
Right.
If or you're vampire, looking for that. For that matter.
Yeah. And by the way, watch for Raphael Warnock also as a possible vice presidential candidate and or presidential candidate. I think he's got a huge future ahead of him. And one of the most amazing things about Raphael Warnock is the fact that he won four elections in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Four elections. In spite of the gerrymandering.
Yes.
In spite of it. Vote suppression.
In Georgia. In Georgia. Raphael Warnock won four times in 2 years in Georgia, which is more or less hostile to Democrats. That
really
is something to be said.
To black Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let's now segue to the biggest news story of the year. This could be a news story that was bad news, could be a news story that was good news, something that was basically synonymous with the year 2022. When we get 20, 30 years down the line and they start doing those CNN retrospectives about the 20s, what's the, like the big news story that those retrospectives are always going to talk about in 2022? Let's start with Kimberly Johnson on that. Biggest news story of the year, Kimberly.
Well, I'm going to go with the fact that Alex Jones had to pay $1 billion for a lawyer.
Yes!
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. All right, yeah, big news story there. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
I thought I was misinterpreting the verdict when they were first reading. I believe it was the Connecticut. Yeah, it was the Connecticut verdict, and it got to be so much money. It was like, I've got to be doing the math wrong here. This is not right.
Did they just say $11 billion?
$11 billion. That's exactly. That's how much he has to pay. And what's going to be so incredible about that is it's going to be the gift that'll keep on giving year after year. Because every dollar that Alex Jones makes, the Sandy Hook families are going to get 99 cents of that. So, good choice, Kimberly. I mean, absolutely.
Alex Jones had made his whole trade on going just a little bit further, just a little bit wackier. And it really shows that there is... that you really can't yell fire in a crowded theater. There are limitations to freedom of speech.
Yep. You know. Yeah, Elon Musk is quickly learning that lesson right now.
Kind of.
So,
is he?
Steve,
you also can't yell fire in a theater that's showing Tar.
Steve, Steve, while you're on the mic, what's your biggest news story of 2022?
Oh, gosh, it's Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ukraine, and moreover, how well Ukraine has done.
I mean,
against really the one of the biggest forces in the world.
Steve, you stole my answer.
We can repeat answers. I think that's fine. Yeah. It's just
upvoting. What's really refreshing is like when Hal has his friend Phil Vitner on all the time. You know, and he's right there in Ukraine, so he's like telling you exactly what's going on. So you're like, go Ukraine, right?
The level of positivity of these people is just astonishing.
In the face of what they're dealing with,
And they've lost tens of thousands of people, you know, 100,000 soldiers.
Yeah.
Mary,
and Zelensky, who is a comic that played a president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Is now president.
And when you consider all the sacrifices that they're making, and you look at what's going on in this country where we have people standing around waiting for JFK to show up. You know, just the contrast, you know.
But gas this prices. Is what I was going to say. I'm going to tack my answer now onto the end of Steve's. There's an appendix. Because I do believe that in 50, 100 years, when they're looking back at what was happening in the Northern Hemisphere and with the former superpowers, we held the line this year and voted for democracy while Russia is destroying itself for a stupid war that really is so dumb you would think that Dick Cheney planned it. I feel like that is the biggest story overall is that, you know, we have these two competing forces on the planet right now of right-wing authoritarianism and you know, little d, democracy. And I think that, you know, America made a B+ this year while Russia's making an F.
And I wanted to add on that front.
David's comments will be in the director's cut.
On that front, I wanted to note, too, that I kind of thought when that war started, when the invasion of Ukraine began, and we started to see places where war was hitting that kind of looked like parts of America. I thought that might have a greater impact on the American people, especially the ones who are fantasizing about civil war here.
Yeah.
You want to see what a modern civil war would look like? insofar as there would be armies fighting each other, it would kind of look like what's happening in Ukraine. And I was hoping that the sight of that war happening in real time would dissuade people from speaking so openly about the idea of that kind of warfare inside the United States.
I'd like the best they can do is Karen at CBS.
Right.
But you just have to wonder what would have happened if Trump had been elected and how Ukraine would have gone. I'm sure that we would have seen
Russia take over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and Trump not allowing there to be any appropriations in any budget toward Ukraine or any weapons.
So, make a huge difference. And the Republicans would not have broken with him at all.
Right.
Right.
They would have had to identify themselves as being pro-Russia.
They probably also would have been talking on the House floor about how Ukraine deserves it.
Up next, Mr. Buzz Burbank, biggest news story of the year. And by the way, I wanted to mention that I think Buzz and Marcia are trying to make Kimberly and I diabetic, give us like type 2 diabetes, because we now have every sugary confection up and down the East Coast now.
And I'm eating them, and I'm mad at you for that.
Okay, well, you can re-gift them.
But thank you. We're very grateful for the sugary treats. Yeah.
This is my plot.
I just got a card.
I got nothing.
It's I got a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, if only you knew.
It's a plot by George Soros.
I got a bag of Werther's Originals.
It's part of my plot to make you guys as thick as me. I put together a quick top five, and it will be quick. Number five, nuclear fusion.
Big deal.
Number four, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
Yes.
Number three, the midterms. I'm sorry it's so far down.
Yeah.
Number two, Ukraine, because that's about democracy for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And number one, the criminal referral of Donald Trump.
By
the coming on Monday, baby.
Yes.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, you know what?
Unfortunately, the fusion is going to bring back jazz fusion. And
it's nice for dinner.
Boy, that raid on Mar-a-Lago. That was... Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bob. Everybody, it's not a raid. It was a lawfully...
Executed.
Search warrant.
Retrieval of stolen government property, but raid is easier to say.
Yeah, plus it feels like with the word raid, it feels like Donald Trump was punished for something, which criminal. I like. Yeah. I'm just really into the schadenfreude with Donald Trump. Anything that contributes.
So Mar-a-Lago is the Miss Teen USA pageant, and the Justice Department is Trump.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly right. Rocky Mountain Mike, biggest news story of 2022. We already did you?
Did the midterms. Yeah.
Okay. Who did I miss then?
No. Wait a minute. We did
best news story. I'm talking about biggest news story.
Biggest is the January 6th hearings.
I'm going to go with the Dobbs decision as the biggest news story of the year, and here's exactly why. Plus, I'm adding into the Dobbs decision the crusade against trans people that is being engaged by the Republicans right now. America isn't perfect. America is a flawed nation, and we've always been a flawed nation. But throughout our history, I think one of the common things from generation to generation is new generations always enjoy more justice and equality than the previous generation, until now. Mm-hmm. Until now. This is one of the first times in this country, and there are a handful of other instances of this. It's one of the first times where we actually rolled back rights. Mm-hmm. We took rights away from people, from the majority of the population in this case. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to this jihad, this crusade against trans people, this shows a side of the United States that is so ugly and repulsive. It's always been there, make no mistake, but it's now gurgling up to the surface, where this disadvantaged community of people just trying to live their normal lives, live their best lives, are now being further bullied into suicide by half of the political discourse in this country. So I think those two stories
queer person, I'd like to put my two cents in here.
Yes, please.
Because I know a lot of young trans people, and they're not turning around and going back in the closet.
Oh, hell no.
They're
no.
just not.
What do you think?
Good.
You know, good. And they think that, you know, they are seeing this as like where a thunderstorm happens, where two competing weather fronts meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cold air and hot air collide, and there's explosions and But eventually, it's inexorable that the liberty is going to roll forward because it's encoded into our country's DNA to believe on a personal level that we have the same rights as everyone else.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we push.
And at the end of that storm, the rainbow comes out.
Right.
True colors shining through.
I've noticed.
But
you
listen,
know,
listen.
Paying,
no, wait, wait. Just let me.
Sorry.
Because I really feel like it's important to understand that as they've started to do this marriage protection bill on a federal level, I'm suddenly seeing all this garbage in my timeline that's anti-queer or anti-same-sex marriage, which, you know, we settled that years ago.
Yeah.
So it's one thing. It's exciting when your group is getting its chance to move forward, but it also puts you in for a lot of fire and a lot of seeing.
Like you said the other day, you know, it isn't like the gay community hasn't seen this before. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Right. Well, what I was trying to say was... and I've been working for the state of Oklahoma for the past 6 weeks, so I've been actually paying a little bit more attention to their politics. And their superintendent of schools, this elected, he's basically going on a hate platform, and the trans issue along with LGBTQ in general is continuing to be a right wing. You know, it's their it's their boogeyman. Yeah, they always have to have a boogeyman, and this is just the latest flavor.
Right, and there's a degree of seriousness to this, a degree of possible violence that it transcends some of the just rank hate speech that we've seen in the recent past. They've targeted people. They've targeted facilities and institutions along the way because of all of this, and it continues to be amplified on Fox News and Tucker Carlson's show and so on. It's a series of tragedies. It's tragic now, and I don't know how it stops. I don't know where the end point is. I try to always project into the future and figure out, kind of game out where a news event will happen or where some sort of movement or activism will go. And I have no idea where this ends.
I'll tell you where it ends. It ends with more shootings, but it's also going to end with, I mean, queer people, we're here to fight.
Yeah,
right.
Good.
You know, we are not.
I'm actually really hopeful about this, oddly enough.
I mean, we will show up because it is our lives. I'm sorry, I keep cutting people off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I teach at an art school, and we have a large gay and trans population, of course, artists. And they have a really interesting take on it. I mean, they're all being active. They're all getting involved, not only online. And it's important that they're online, but they're getting involved in terms of now speaking up about it, not just talking online. They'll engage, and they'll engage with their parents. But the other major difference that's happening right now is that there's a changing of the guard. Yes. The baby boomers didn't fulfill the promise in so many ways.
Yeah.
Yes, no. Like what they saw and they hated in the 60s, they became.
Yes, yeah.
And so now
many
there's
did.
A...
Not all boomers. Yeah. So just.
Right.
No. No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
But this next... Now those folks are finally getting out of power.
Well, I did lose my hair.
Oh, yeah.
My husband's back found it.
Touche.
But now the millennials are starting to have some power. They're starting to get into middle management and upper management. And so they're starting to... And they don't have the same generational problem that the baby boomers had.
So,
you know, this is all the same thing. Yeah. There's just conservative people all around the world in all cultures are fearing the inevitable changes that we've seen.
Yeah.
And so... You know, they just have to run home to mama and go with whatever they feel comfortable. And this is part of it, is elevating this heat and
that dog.
And barking. You know, the barking is intolerable.
That's all that matters.
All dogs are anti-hate.
I think it's
go ahead, Buzz.
True. I was just going to say, I think it's important for members of the LGBTQ plus community to know that so many of us are standing shoulder to shoulder with them this time. Mm-hmm. Just as many were afraid to come out of the closet years ago, now straight supporters of their rights feel free to come out of the closet as well. Mm. And yeah. so there really are more of us standing shoulder to shoulder with that community. And I think it's important that community knows that we've kind of got their backs this time, whereas we haven't in
the
past.
That. I think also there's been an acknowledgement, a broad acknowledgement, maybe tacitly across the culture, that everybody's a little bit gay.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
And we're all just percentages.
Yep.
You know, I mean, God help you guys when I meet and I have a new beautiful girlfriend who I can't stop talking about. You know?
Hey, hey.
And like, it's Kimberly. Not like I'm going to pull her pants off, but I love her, you know, so it's also something we realize happens to people because, I mean, we were born this way, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you can look at pictures of me as a kid, like with my mom's jewelry box hanging off of everything, you know, like,
yeah.
It's yeah. So.
Oh, honey, I was raised with so many gays.
One of the sad things for me this year was
these gays are trying to kill me.
These gays are trying to kill me.
Everybody gay.
One of the sad things for me this year was to see LGBTQ plus. Go to $16.99 a month, and I'd been paying $14.99.
but no commercials this way. So.
That's right.
The better part, honestly, dealing with this newer generation, the better part is that they don't care what flavor anybody
is. They
don't.
Yeah.
And they're actually happy to talk about it. You know, in front of anybody, and to me, this is an improvement because it's stopping to be a separation and a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
they're having a lot of fun.
I just saw one of my nephews last night, and he's 16 years old, 6'3", Bob, by the way.
Wow. Why are you talking to me?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should aim that at me.
You know, all the tall people.
That's too young.
All
for me,
the tall people. Kimberly, Bob, 6'3", my nephew.
And by the way, Jody, Kimberly's a woman, isn't that right, Jody?
She apparently is.
Right,
I've been in bed with you both.
I'm 6'3". What am I, chopped liver?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike is also tall. I forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, you look pretty close to me.
But seriously, I mean, he's a gen whatever they are. He's 16. I don't even know what the fuck generation that is.
Yeah.
Is it Z? I don't know. Anyway, he's like totally acceptable of gay friends, trans friends. Oh. I mean, it's a whole, like, Gen X was better than millennials, and the Gen Z is better than them.
Even some boomers like myself are okay with it. Don't give it a second thought. You know?
Right.
I have to tell you a story, Buzz.
Okay.
My dad's first wife, who had 8 of my dad's 11 children.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Her first grand, now niece, nephew, is trans.
Uh-huh.
And when he transitions into a lady person, she goes, is Mallory spelled with two L's or one?
Nice.
And this
nice.
Woman was 90.
Wow. That's
so
amazing. Yeah. Good to hear that.
You know,
so
it
respectful.
Made me cry. Mm-hmm. It made her cry. I mean, it's a thing. She's 29 now.
So respectful. She wanted to get the spelling right. That's all we're asking when we talk about woke.
Like, I remember Emily Post, someone in the 1960s wrote to her, like, what do I say if I'm introduced to a homosexual couple? And Emily Post said, how do you do?
Yeah. Yes.
How do you do?
Exactly.
Great answer.
You know?
It's just
interesting. As the more it's socially acceptable, the stranger the things that the Republicans say sound just to the general populace.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's
I mean, they're just, I can't believe
cowards.
That they're still not dead. They're just, they're hanging on. Every year it gets worse. They get more ridiculous.
Oh,
and, you know,
and yet
Warnock barely squeezed through. So there's just so much stupidity in the world.
But there's so much gerrymandering there.
You will never go broke selling deep fried stupid to the American people.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things to do every year is to play the best of Rocky Mountain Mike 2022. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike. In today's MAGA army, we consume more urine before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Pee all that you can pee. You can do it.
See your MAGA recruiter today.
In the MAGA army.
I've had enough of the cinema girl. I can be happy the rest of my life without the cinema girl. See Karen Ryan. Think she's so misunderstood. Discourse is discourse, of course, of course. And violence is never discourse, of course. That is, of course, unless the discourse is January 6th. I seen Joe Rogan and the damage done. He slings his lies just like a loaded gun.
If you've got what you need, then you will indict. Crime after crime.
Elon wants my money. For the scary. That we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive, he knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnon Nazis in. There's a harm all up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we
oh, yeah!
Oh, my.
Mary in Ann Arbor, Stephen Ann Arbor, Jody.
This coming year, I'm going to start production on Barb and Star Go to Harmar.
I can't wait for that.
Talented and prolific.
Somehow you managed to convey all these essences of all these singers.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like you're like the Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
It's like you're totally pulling. I mean, when you do the Neil Young, and yes. I'm like, that's Neil Young.
That's Neil Young.
You know, and
yep.
It's just,
well, see, the thing is, I have to work not to sound like Neil Young.
Don't
I just naturally,
that.
That's how I naturally sound. It's all the other ones that are hard.
Oh, my God.
I would like to, I'm going to make this public, do this on the air right now. Sometime in 2023, Mike, I'm traveling to you or you're traveling to me, and we're going to do a song together. And it may be a parody. It may be just a straight-up song. But just, I love the way your mind works, and I want to get
oh,
in the
yeah.
studio with
absolutely.
You.
I'm down for it, yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, leave all your song parody suggestions on Twitter, because
right.
And make sure to tag
Mike
out.
Loves them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mike loves sure that. To post them on Twitter, because I'm going to Mastodon.
He only accepts them by U.S. mail. Just address it to yes. Rocky Mountain Mike, North yeah. Pole.
Well, one of the things that we do on the show is play lots of fun audio clips, and some of them aren't so fun. Some of them are pretty serious, but mm-hmm. I've collected here a list of some of my favorite audio clips from this past year. These are news bites, funny things that we've played on the show, just a random selection of things that I think kind of signify 2022. Yeah. Not quite as much as other people I know. I mean, I can't even imagine being Travis Bone and Chris Lavoie at like 2:00 in the morning compiling all the audio for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
But I try to keep up as best I can. Here we go. The first clip is a classic. This is classic Herschel Walker.
The other night I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some type of night, but it's about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires and cool people, are they not? But I'm gonna tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and they can tell how stupid it is because it's 1 in the morning. So I'm watching my TV, are these kids watching their TV, a vampire kill on their TV? So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house.
God.
What was kind of set up
mind
there?
Blown.
And was that's there ever like a,
he's like his own worst enemy.
He had a point, but it took him too long to get there.
Oh,
I'm not quite stoned enough to get it.
I think he said it at the very end. It's like, you gotta have faith. Like, why couldn't he just come right out and said, you gotta have faith.
And that's how Mastodon works.
And that's how Mastodon works.
After all those repeated head injuries, it had to take a long, long, long time.
Buzz mentioned Mastodon a second ago. if you're confused by the server situation when you go to sign up on Mastodon, I have the perfect explanation for how choose your best server. How do you sign up for Mastodon? Here we go.
Let me walk you through our Donnelly nut spacing and crack system rim riding grip configuration.
That's how you do it.
Using a field of half C sprats and brass fitted nickel slits, our bracketed caps and splay flexed brace columns vent dampers to dampening hatch depths of 1/2 meter from the damper crown to the spur flip.
Ow!
Well, we bolster 12 husk nuts to each girdle jerry, while flex tandems press a task apparatus of 10 vertically composited patch amplers. Then pin flam fasten pan traps
I think Joey reads this
maiden apexes of the gym joint.
There we go.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Patriot. The TV show Patriot.
Okay, yes, that's right. Thank
you,
Mary.
I looked it up. Yes. I looked it up.
Thank you so much. Too. It is exactly.
I had to play that for Lonnie because of what he had to do. It's like funny.
Yeah.
And by the way, that also doubles as the explanation for rank choice voting, just so you know.
And also how bowling scores work.
But see, I see people playing fantasy football, and I see them doing it with, like, cakes and, you know, like, just doing brackets and shit. And I'm like, if you can't understand, if you can understand that, that is ranked choice voting, folks. That's exactly how it works. Like, yeah. If you can do fantasy football, it's not hard. It's one of those things that they're trying to make hard so that people won't try it.
Of course, ranked choice voting saved us from another Sarah Palin thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Thank you, Alaska.
Thank you, ranked choice voting, for sure.
Thank you, Alaska.
And put an indigenous Democrat into her seat.
Which,
which means that their choice was not to put someone rank in there.
Right.
Right. Not ranked.
One of the biggest events, I think, of 2022 is the end, and this isn't necessarily good news, but this is the end of Nancy Pelosi's time as Speaker
She's
of the
lovely.
House.
Definitely had to mention that.
Yeah, Kimberly and I were just talking about this the other night, how much of an immense and historic Speaker of the House she was, not just being the first woman to be Speaker of the House, but just in terms of how she was able to hold the entire Democratic caucus together, getting them to vote in unison.
She got us Obamacare.
Yes. I mean, you can start there and do a list of hundreds of pieces of legislation where she was able to get a big tent party with diverse ideas all to vote the same way on these.
She was a hell of a speaker.
Yes. And
she was just like a fucking, I mean, if you ever met her, she had this force. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was gravitas about
her.
She
does.
Yeah. It was not overbearing. But I mean, I shook hands with her, and my immediate impulse was to check if my shirt was tucked in properly, if the tie was on straight, and I was ready to be caucused, folks. Like, I mean, and I just feel like, I don't know, I had a Southern lady mama who was a fighter for justice and a fierce anti-racist, and she would tell you that, you know, Nancy Pelosi did an impossible job against impossible odds and was a lady. To the tips of her nails the entire time.
Yeah. And not a Southern lady. She's a Northern California lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She spoke for a whole generation.
She's a Baltimore girl.
Here's a piece from her final floor speech as Speaker of the House.
Last week, the American people spoke, and their voices were raised in defense of liberty, of the rule of law, and of democracy itself. With these elections, the people stood in the breach and repelled the assault on democracy. They resoundingly rejected violence and insurrection, and in doing so, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
I was going to say my tie for worst story of the year was the attack on Paul Pelosi and the death of Eric Bullard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's.
Shit.
Yeah, take a minute for Eric Bullard.
Eric,
oh my God, that was this year.
We love you so much, buddy. I don't know where you are or what kind of corporeal or incorporeal form you may have taken. I miss you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our community misses you.
Yep.
You were a vital conscience.
Yep.
And an equal opportunity irritant to all the bad people.
And when he passed, the thing that really resonated when he was no longer here was, why aren't there more of them? Why?
Exactly.
Because it's courage. He had so much courage, and he had so much sincerity and the belief of what he was in, what he was doing. It's so, once you get into the DC media slime bag, it is so hard to not get enslimed, because that's how the whole thing works. Yeah. Access.
Yeah, it made me proud to see people carrying on his work after his passing. People who carry on the same work in his name, and so many of them now. So none so prominent as Eric, but inspiring, clearly inspiring.
Yeah, and in fact,
I have to let you guys know that whenever I hosted for Stephanie, he was always there on Monday for me. Right.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
he didn't have to be
right.
You know, because her callers were like, yeah, I don't want to talk to that person. That's fine. I'm not her.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not Stephanie. And so he would call in on Mondays. And I'm like, thank you, Eric. He goes, of course.
But I say, he said when I thanked him for coming on my podcast on my second episode.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you so much for doing this podcast that nobody's listened to yet. He's like, of course, David.
Well, speaking of that, on his first appearance on my interview show, that's where I think I first coined the phrase alpha liberal regarding him specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Eric, you're one of those alpha liberals because you don't take any shit from anybody. You don't back down. You don't give leeway to the other side when they're clearly wrong. You take
and
them on.
Never and never loses sight of the moral high ground, of the true north of the issue.
Exactly. You know? Well, here is the next clip. This is Fox News' reaction to the lack of a red wave in the midterms. This
is, oh my God, it was so funny.
Yes, enjoy this one.
Schadenfreude-licious.
Please, everyone, remove your pants now.
I can't believe John Fetterman won.
This is, in fact, bad for the Democrats. They're going to misread this. It's like, oh, we won.
Joe Biden was not punished.
This morning, had there been a big red wave, everybody would be going, blame Joe Biden. Can't say that now.
You can't say that right now.
Still a win for pro-lifers.
This new generation is totally brainwashed.
When we just owned the libs, we didn't win those races.
This is not a surprise. We knew it would be extremely tight.
Forget the red wave, the red tide, whatever it was. It doesn't matter at this point.
They're always going to spin things against us.
Single women and voters under 40 have been captured by Democrats. So we need these ladies to get married.
Yeah, Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters.
I hate him.
Yeah. The red wave was contained by a sanitary pad.
What did you say, Bob? It was a red shark.
That was exactly what it was. Yeah, yeah. So, as you know, Liz Truss was Prime Minister of England for approximately
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Scaramucci?
Yeah, that head of lettuce lasted longer than Liz Truss. And it's one of my favorite bits, one of my favorite memes online was Liz Truss versus head of lettuce. This is one of our favorites on the show. Larry Kudlow at some stage of drunkenness. I'm not sure. How many mimosas he had in him when he was offering up the following prediction. But this is Larry Kudlow predicting Liz Truss revolutionizing the economy and I don't know what else.
The U.S. midterm elections cavalry arrived early in London. What do I mean by that? Well, the new British Prime Minister Liz Truss has laid out a terrific supply-side economic growth plan, which looks a lot like the basic thrust of Kevin McCarthy's Commitment to America plan. Let's start with Truss. She is slashing tax rates and deregulating energy.
Chuck Todd.
I just love it. That's the liberal business media. This is so wonderful. The liberal business media, you know what I'm talking about, is now trashing her plan. That tells me Truss has it exactly right.
Yes, she does, which is why she was ousted like 2 seconds after he said that.
What happened?
I think it was less than a Scaramouche.
Yeah.
I actually didn't follow very closely. Like, I mean, she lasted less time than that one pope that, like, died right after the...
Yes! Like,
Well, one of the events that I think goes hand in hand with what we were discussing earlier about trans people and the crusade against trans people is this clip from Joe Rogan's podcast where he was talking with Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Rogan decided to lie his fucking ass off. Talking
Boy, that's
about
a meeting of the minds.
Yeah, how his
head of
how
his meets head of cabbage.
Yeah,
Tulsi toolkit.
His friend's wife is a teacher in a grade school where they had to get cat litter for a kid who identifies as a cat, which turned out to be 100%
hoax,
a lie, and untrue, and a hoax.
Fake news.
My friend, his wife is a school teacher.
No.
And she works at a school that had to install a litter box in the girls' room.
No.
Because there is a girl who's a furry who identifies as an animal. God. And her mother badgered the school until they agreed to put a litter box in one of the stalls.
Wrong.
So this girl goes into the litter room or to the girls' room and urinates or whatever. I don't know if she poops in it. That's pretty gross. You know what I mean? Like, if you could teach your cat, by the way, here's the thing. If you could teach your cat to use the toilet, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want a box of piss in your house. It's the worst. I've had cats my whole life. It's the worst thing about having cats. You got to clean that box of piss every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the greatest thing about dogs. They go outside. Like, you're a fucking human.
The cat's got...
Yeah, that's all you need to know about Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, is that the fact that she was laughing along and going, yeah, yeah, exactly, Joe. That's exactly how it works. Furries with litter boxes in classrooms. Yes. Oh, my fucking God.
Look at how high his voice is.
Oh, my God.
I feel sort of like he should be debating between the, you know, he sounds like he's like a step away from the Dowager Countess from Downton Abbey. You know.
Or the Jack in the Box on Rudolph.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite things to play on the show is when Donald Trump short circuits during his rallies, where he starts to say something on prompter and he fucks it up and then suddenly has a physical spasm. Like, and then it has to like somehow somehow make it seem as if he meant to say the stupid thing. This is, I think, my favorite Trump short circuit this year, and I think you guys know what this one is.
Remember, I was going to say, I was going to use an expression, we have to keep our country gate, but it's not, I mean, for some reason, it's just not great anymore.
It's not great anymore. Well, we have to keep our country gate, but I'm not sure what the pip-pip is, but yeah.
I have to tell you guys something.
Okay.
Certain gold card gays in the country, I can't give you any of their names.
That's a real thing, gold card gays? Is that?
Yeah. Let me finish.
Okay.
We are being given Jedi mind powers. And somewhere in that crowd, probably just in deep disguise, wearing a, you know, Camp Auschwitz t-shirt and a MAGA cap, was just like, concentrating. And, you know, and he nailed him, and for a split second, you know, Trumpy there felt a strange disturbance in the force and was furiously trying to grab onto the now slick handles of his verbiage. See, play, listen, you can hear the actual moment when the thought wave just goes, you know.
Well, one of my other favorite clips this year comes to us from Ronnie Jackson, the doctor who used to work on presidents of the United States when he wasn't handing out all kinds of free drugs to White House staffers.
Candy. He handed out candy.
Candy, that's right.
They literally called him the candy man.
Yeah, Provigil is the candy that he was handing out to people. This is Ronnie Jackson talking about eating dog penis.
I can tell you what it won't be. It won't be some of the stuff I ate on the road and on the White House. It won't be a balut, which is a, you know, a fertilized chicken egg they bury in the ground or a duck egg they bury in the ground for a few months. I ate one of those. I'm never doing that again. Wow. It won't be dog penis when they're in Korea next time. I ate a whole plate of dog penis one time. I'm not doing that again.
Oh my God.
But if I had to plan it, it would probably be fried steak.
A whole plate of dog penis.
Maybe he had an important purpose at the White House. Maybe people actually did need drugs working with Trump.
And they needed dog penises to eat.
And some dog penis.
No kidding. Yes.
Well, I have this theory that a lot of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene deliberately say stupid shit to increase their reach on social media.
Yep.
And here's one of those things. Marjorie Taylor Greene, take it away.
Not only do we have the D.C. jail, which is the D.C. gulag, but now we have Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police spying on members of Congress.
Gazpacho police, I think, was a fun thing from this past.
My dad made chess.
She's just that stupid.
She is that stupid. Yeah. And my dad made a mean gazpacho, by the way.
Absolutely.
And a friend of mine says if she's doing the CrossFit like every single day and doing keto, she may be like losing brain mass because it's like your brain is made of fat.
And how can you lose what you didn't have?
You know, when the gazpacho police came, it was a lot of ketchup thrown on the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, speaking of that guy, this is my other favorite short circuit from this year. This is where Donald Trump got the name of his website wrong, which yes. makes me happy, happy, happy. Yeah.
Truth, essential.
Yeah.
Truth, essential.
It will forever be known as Troth Central to me. I will never call it that other thing.
Ooh, play the sound. The sound of their servers. You know the noise.
What?
The Troth Central servers.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's check in with the Troth Central servers here. I think this is what it sounds like. Oh,
yeah.
Troth Central. There it is.
Truth Central.
And there's Devin Nunez sitting in the wreckage. Yes.
And finally, this is one of my favorite news clips of 2022. These are, I don't know, a couple of local news anchors, I think, talking about a story that comes to us from Japan.
A city in Japan is on the lookout after dozens of people have been attacked by monkeys. Look at this picture. Oh, yeah. 58 people have been attacked in the city of Yamaguchi in just the past couple of weeks. The monkeys have targeted mostly children, babies, and the elderly. The city has hired people to hunt them down with tranquilizer guns. I guess traps don't work because the monkeys are not interested in food, just violence. Wow. Residents are advised to avoid eye contact, and they say make yourself look big.
Oh my
if you
gosh.
Come across a monkey. What's
so scarier than a bear?
I come across a monkey look Are big. You kidding?
Just violence.
Just violence.
Most like, oh, terrifying script.
What is going on? Look at peering through the window. I'm coming for you.
Mm-hmm. Try to avoid eye contact
oh
now.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Here we come.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
Who is Q?
Yeah, they're not interested in food, only violence. That is,
that
I think,
like
my
Thailand monkeys, not Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my quote.
The ones
of the
that
year,
went
though.
After the dogs.
That looks like something that might be on a movie poster for that.
Okay, well, before we wrap up, I want to get everyone's predictions for 2023. Oh, no. I think this is required. We have to do this. Every New Year's Eve show is doing predictions, so we're going to do predictions. Let's start with Kimberly Johnson because she's sitting right behind me.
I predict indictments.
Indictments, yes.
I do predict indictments for Trump world. I won't take it any farther than that because I don't know what's going to happen if he's prosecuted. But it's not just Trump indictments. It would be indictments for Trump Co.
Okay. We're looking forward to that, obviously. Jody Hamilton, predictions for 2023.
I look forward to summer wine.
Oh,
Rocky Mountain
yes.
Mike
yes.
and me. And indictments.
Yes, we're gonna play that song here in just 1 second. Rocky Mountain Mike.
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, Rocky Mountain Mike, predictions for 2023?
I have a couple. Elon Musk will not be associated with Twitter in any way by the end of the year.
I agree.
Yes, I agree
yeah.
with
for
that.
Sure. Good,
yeah.
And I believe that, and this is a Jack Drummond prediction, Oklahoma Governor Stitt will be DeSantis' running mate.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be someone like Kristi Noem, but okay. David Ferguson, predictions for 2023.
Everything will continue to get worse.
Okay. Oh, that's not very optimistic.
No,
very downer.
I was just sitting here panicking about this because I'm really like, I really have gotten out of the prediction business. I do think indictments are coming. I do think that there will be a circus in the House. I don't think it's going to get as far as it normally would because I think maybe, just maybe, some people in the media are tired of getting jerked around by their puppet strings. We'll see. I saw a lot of people who were previously not, you know, they were always like, oh, both sides, la, la, la. But when the anti-Semitism thing started to ramp up, they were like, okay, this is fucking far enough, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, you know, welcome to my world where they've been for a year and a half now, but... I think that Republicans will continue to be their awful selves because they're never going back at this point. They're mm-hmm. on a hell-bent course. But I think they're going to be shocked and horrified by the
fierce pushback from young people who don't want to be told what they can do with their bodies, who don't want to be told that they have to conform to a, if you're honest about it, a real fucked up gender system. Like our whole thing, like, and the way we've tied sex and gender together and tried to make them synonymous and assume that, well, all women must want to wash dishes for men. You know, it just doesn't, they're sick of it. They're not going back. So that's my prediction.
Buzz Burbank predictions for 2023.
I have a warning and a prediction. My warning is about the rise of Nazism in this country.
Yeah.
Good.
You can't stop paying attention to this. This needs to be a focus for us in the coming year. Not a prediction, just a warning. My prediction is, and this sort of reflects what's been said before, but I'll say it in one word, and it's a word that people have waited so long for, that our fellow progressives have become angry and depressed. They get that outlook that things will get worse and that things won't get better. But my prediction for 2023, one word, justice.
Yeah. And finally, we'll go with Mary and Steve. Mary.
Oh, Steve, you go.
You're passing me off.
No, I got mine. He goes first.
I make up my mind. Yeah.
I think we're going to see some really interesting things happen with the economy. I don't think those will all be good. Okay. But I think in the bigger picture that there's a stability to the government now that we're seeing that's going to lead to sort of a decent outcome.
Yeah.
We're watching this sort of reconfiguration right now happening.
Thank God.
I don't think it's going to be a bad thing at all, honestly.
Yeah, great
Mary
prediction.
Was busy doing the dishes.
I had some ice cream. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, what about you,
no,
Mary?
I'm really getting kind of hooked on Gen Z and really hopeful for them. I don't want to like come right out and say like I think the future's in good hands or anything broad like that. But it just seems like everybody that you talk to is like so well informed. They are more communicative than the previous younger like generations, like millennials and stuff. But it seems like they're just a little more quickened than like the millennials and whatever, Gen Y or whatever.
Yeah.
And I really like these are the ones in their 20s, like Steve's student's age. And I really feel like they're going to start to have more of a voice in politics, too.
Yeah, Gen Z is all out of fucks. They're not putting up with this shit anymore when it comes to guns, when it comes to rolling back civil rights and reproductive freedom and choice and things like that.
Climate change.
Yeah, they're just done with all of that shit. Okay,
what the boomers were supposed to be.
Before we wrap up our New Year's Eve spectacular, we're going to play this song. It's a debut song. We're world premiering this track from Rocky Mountain Mike and Jody Hamilton. This is a real song. This is not a song parody. This is a song called Summer Wine.
Cover.
Do you want to set this up, Jody and Mike?
It's Nancy Sinatra and...
Lee Hazelwood.
Lee Hazelwood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Who actually wrote Boots Are Made for Walking.
What was the inspiration? Why did you guys decide to put this together?
Rocky called me and said,
Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky. I've been wanting to perform or record this song since at least 2008. And with Jody, I'm glad I waited because she freaking nailed it.
Ooh, this is outstanding. So here we go. Summer Wine. This is Mike Hardiman and Jody Hamilton. Here we go.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too. A song that I had only sang for just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is real. Summer wine.
get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone. My head was twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer wine. Oh, summer.
Oh my God! You guys, it's beautiful.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was really good.
I want to see the whole movie with like Ryan O'Neal and Farrah Fawcett. And,
like, I mean, old Charlie Sheen when he was young and cute.
Yeah.
We're working on the video. It will be dropping at the same time as this podcast.
Wow. Outstanding. So all right.
Dude, how did you do all the strings and horns? Did you actually like go to an orchestra hall? Like, what happened? There?
This was Jody found a backing track. And I replaced the acoustic guitars with my own guitars.
Ah.
I'm working on some of the brass and strings, so it might sound slightly different. We're trying to make it fuller. I actually went about trying to find an orchestra and discovered tall order that was.
Seriously, I've tried to record with live strings before, and it is a miking nightmare.
It was a minor hit by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, recorded like three or four.
And then you said Bono did it with that other lovely Irish lady.
The chorus, what's her name?
Oh, gosh, that was so good. And I'm like, do you want to do the harmonies?
Yeah, they.
Because that would have been tough.
They changed the meaning of the song in my mind, and I didn't like the way that they did that. I understand why they did it, but it works for an audience, but it didn't seem to work for the recording itself. But that was on a VH1 special, and
it was really well done.
They
rocked it. But I get what you're saying because he's just a victim.
Lee Hazelwood is from my neck of the woods. He was born in Manford, Oklahoma, and my mother worked with his cousin at the bank.
Wow, that's connection. Cool.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. Great work.
You guys did a lovely job.
Y'all ate that.
It was beautiful.
You ate it. That was, that was unbelievable. I had goosebumps. I mean, really, like, it was so
Jody
cinematic.
Jody is just so incredible. And
yeah, it's so evocative.
And she did all the video. I asked her to do a video. I thought everybody in L.A. had a studio in their house.
And a jib arm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now's the point in the New Year's Eve show where I sing. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. That was me singing.
Very nice.
All right.
We have a video out. Astral Summer has our first video out for the song Higher Ground.
Yes. Perfect.
Which is a love song
yes to my husband, but also to all the women in the world who are facing such...
I like that song. I remember hearing it, yeah.
That's a song. It's one of those things singers will tell you. Sometimes a song comes from outside,
yeah,
and just barrels into your life, mm-hmm, fully formed, and is like, "You will finish me," and you're like, "Okay, yes, man." You know.
All right. Well, now that we're plugging things, Jody Hamilton, plug your socials and whatnots before we wrap up.
From the Bunker JR on the Twitters until I may leave. I don't know.
Patreon.com/FromTheBunker as well.
Thank
as
you.
Your Patreon
Look
page.
At you. You're yeah, see, than I am.
I'm a helper. Rocky Mountain Mike, plug your socials and your whatnots.
First thing I want to plug is The Fablemans. It is such a great movie.
I've heard good things about it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you just, I didn't want it to end. It's just amazing. So I'm on Twitter at Rocky, MNTNMIKE. And that's with an ad in front of it. I've signed up for Post. And hopefully by the time this airs, I'll have a Post account. And I guess I need to look into Mastodon. So
yes. Yeah.
And also, you're an executive producer on a movie called The Fablemans. Is that true? Where you're getting a big chunk of the back end?
I'm sorry. I thought we were going to talk about movies and TVs. And so I made a point of watching The Fablemans because I knew it was going to be one of the best movies of the year.
Kimberly Johnson, plug your socials and your whatnots and whatever.
Well, I am author Kimberly, KimberlyEY. Don't forget the E. So I'm author Kimberly on Twitter and on Post. And fuck Elon Musk because he's not letting us share those links anymore. There's a new Twitter policy that just came out today. And that's pretty much it. Just follow me on Post. I don't even know what I am on Mastodon. I can't handle Mastodon, so I'm not even really playing over there. But just find me right now on Post or Twitter at Author Kimberly. And also patreon.com/startmeup for my podcast.
Buzz Burbank.
Just search for Buzz Burbank and or Michael J. Elston on any of those. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Post, and Mastodon. Start at Twitter at Michael J. Elston. And if they haven't taken it down by now, it'll guide you from there.
Oh, Mary, plug your shows, Mary.
Mary, come on, Mary.
Well, I did go over to Mastodon. I'm not really using Twitter anymore. And I saw the Mass Exodus the other night, and I got faith that Mastodon's going to be the winner. So I am Marianne Ann Arbor at Mastodon. I don't know how to say it, that social or whatever the heck it is. But you can just search for someone's name on there and mm-hmm, find people.
Exactly. Steve. So.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I have anything to plug.
Plug your cake hole.
I was on Adam Savage's Tested a couple of days back.
Oh, you were? Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah.
No way. I watched that. Yeah.
You just eclipsed all of us.
Which episode? Yeah, which episode? No,
if shit. You look up a 100-year-old film being restored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm totally all over that. Okay. I know what I'm doing after the show.
You should have Steve on just to talk about old cartoons.
Yeah. I say that every year. But this coming up year, Steve, I swear to God, we're going to do it.
Let's make it happen.
Well, Bob has a headache and needs to lay down now.
We forgot Marjorie Taylor Greene's plugs.
I know. Oh, that's right. I thought of it immediately.
It's called sounding when you put inappropriate things in those places.
Yeah. Well, again,
you should call this
one the Rockin' New Year's butt plug expectation.
I learn things on Reddit.
Well, this is what I was going to say earlier. I'd like to invoke for the whole MAGA crowd that traditional Irish prayer. You know, may the road drop off beneath your feet. May the indictments rain down like lawn darts.
And before we say goodbye, I just want to thank each of you for contributing your time, your energy, your immense fucking talent to this show. It means the world to me that I get to call each of you my friend. And by the
way, thank you, Bob.
A special thank you also to all of the indie recording artists who absolutely elevate the show each and every episode. May they all find superstardom if they haven't already. That's the thing I wish for all of our indie musicians. I
always thank you for Young Gun Silver Fox. I love them.
They're so great, aren't
they?
Oh my God, yes.
Some of the others.
Make sure to download the album AM Waves. It is one of the best ever, especially if you're into yacht rock. And it's modern. And it's new yacht rock.
It's new. Yeah. They got a new album called Ticket to Shangri-La.
Yes.
It's just as good. Yeah.
So I love you all. Thank you so much for joining me here.
Thanks for having
us again.
Thank you, Bob.
And happy new year. Onward to world domination in 2023.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Happy editing.
A happy new year, everybody. A very happy new year.